Today, Rinpoche continued his explanation of praise of dependent origination by Lama Tsongkhapa. Rinpoche pointed out the importance of meditation upon dependent origination and showed us how it is the essence of the Buddha's teachings.
지구 네게 라고 제국을 말해.
오케이.
Then the Dondagare Rinpoche Okay, Digsum. Okay, so we're looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's In Praise of Dependent Origination. And we're then using the Amdu, the Kepa Ming Yanju Suna.
Junu. Junu. Junu said the Amdu Lumbaji Miro.
Junu.
Junu Jisun Tabaji Sens Tabashi Rus. Jisun Tabashi Ru Kung Sen Jiro. Junu Amdu Lumbaji.
Papa Jetson.
Tabashi Rus, Tabashi Ru.
Drop a Shidrup, drop a Jetson.
Drop a Shidrup.
Shidrup, okay. Drop a Shidrup. And you send the Delpa, the Ming Mambo, and then Kongit Sengare. Okay, so we have a commentary by Junu Jetson, Drop a Shidrup. And he's a great master from the Amdo region. And it's quite an extensive commentary. It's actually 60 pages in the Tibetan. So it's pretty extensive. And so the root text is by Lama Tsongkhapa, and then this commentary is by this Amdo scholar. So we find that in the beginning of this text, there is an outline that's presented by this scholar. And at first it says the praise to Buddha Shakyamuni for teaching dependent origination, which is the essence, and then the second part is I didn't see this at the top at home, so I'm just kind of the rest of it I translated, but I didn't see this part at the top. And then the second part is Rinpoche, the Detsi Sheranan, Dendra Sheba Dembi Nyimpor Demba, the Nge Kamba the Tomason, the dictionary page, the Dondagare. Dende Sheba Dembi Nyimpor Demba Dendel the Dondagare the Ni Dende Shiranang the Dendagi
Ta Saji Sheba Tamu Saji Ni Rendo Tubu Ombala Dende Sumbugun Do Tembaji Tumbi Jusen to Goa Nga Saji Ni Je Ta Tumbu Tubu Ombala Dende Sumbugun Tubatala
The Sabudu, you know, the Dondagare, the Denda Sheba Dumbi Nyimpo Demba, the Dondagare.
Denda Sheba, Dumbi Nyimpo, Denda Sheba.
The Denda Sheba, the Hakodu, you know, the Nyimpo, the Gare, Denda Sheba, Dumbi Nyimpo Demba, the Injike Zugu, the Dondagare.
Denda Sheba, Dumbi Nyimpo Demba, Tanda Wulu, Majimarebe.
Okay.
Kabandu.
The Dondagare.
Tsikte,
Dende Sheba, Dembi, Nyimpo Demba, the Dondagare.
Dende Sheba, Dembi.
Tsikte, Tetso, the Gondagare. Dende Sheba, the Dendel, the
Dende Sheba, Dembi, Nyimpo Demba, the Otisagora, Shajaman Buddha, the Jujela Dembi Tende, Dajila Dembi Tende Sungoro, Jujela Dembi Tende, Dajila Dembi Tende Sumba, the Shajaman Dumba. Shajamane Buddhi, Tambagunane, Hindam the Hasudra.
Lesso, two chains. Then a Nipa, the Dendagi Gune, the Go, the Droa, Go.
Then a
Dendagi,
Dendishiva to be new, Sumbugun Gunendu Tabata, Sumbujus and Go and watch it. Tambu chuje jugun do temba de jeba jeba tun du wasun je ta tambu chuje jugun do temba de la kanji zeje sun ba yi chen do de bala na me jewa ten jin de ban ju zeje do ba talan du se ate ge chuje jugun do temba res chaja man bu da la chuba jubu go ne ten de te bi tun da ma du du jin de ma res chuje jugun do temba je ne jeba jeba tu chekil ma yungruwa tuyan duwa tama tama la yungre sonje ta tambu chuje jugo ne do denba tinta res ta chi jirma chi kanshi zishin sonba yi chen tan tuba lana me jawa tenchin tuba jung zishin tuba talan duyus wadaki shajamun wadala chuba jubi gu ne tenri jin bi yi tuan datma dudu jin sonba res.
Okay.
What the chin the go what the sum sum what is what
Less so. Okay, so when we look at the commentary on the praise of dependent origination, we'll find that there is, in most commentaries, a large outline. So the beginning of this outline, we find that the first category is a praise to Buddha Shakyamuni for teaching dependent origination, which is the essence of the teachings. And so when we look at dependent origination, we know there's the two types of dependent origination of causes and conditions, and dependent origination of establishment. So we have these two types of dependent origination. And then the second category is the reason for this teaching, the reason for this praise, the reason why this praise was done. This is the first two categories. And then it says the first category has three. First is the expression of worship. The second category is a more extensive explanation. And then the third category is the summary. The first category, which is the expression of worship, reads the following. He who speaks on the basis of seeing, this makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. I bow to you, O conqueror, you who saw dependent origination and taught it. Particular stanza is showing the greatness of Buddha Shakyamuni giving praise to him. It says, he who speaks on the basis of seeing. Buddha Shakyamuni had a direct perception, direct valid cognition of the nature of reality. So it's stating that his pronouncements are from direct valid cognition, from the basis of seeing, from an actual seeing. This makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. Because of this direct valid cognition, he is the highest teacher, he is the highest knower. He has the quality of omniscience, so there is no quality higher than omniscience. And as far as the teaching, he has direct perception of the nature of reality, so he is unexcelled. There is no higher. It says, I bow to you, O conqueror, you who saw, so again, the basis of seeing, had a direct perception of dependent origination and taught it. So this is the first category, which is the expression of worship. It should be less confusing from here. Digsung Rinpoche.
Ta tomo chuje jugun do tenba do te kanji si ji song ba yi, chen tan tomo la na me, jawa ten jen jeba jung, zi si tomo te la duyus, owa te ki ten guyo ares, ta ti cinde du ulu ma legan duwa, tuen dat. Kanji zi si yin shesu shuluka chi ki tuen des, Chujo jukunen du tenpa te kanshi zishin sunwa yi chen tan tenpa la nami jawa tenjin japan jung zishin tunpa talan duyus wo tsi teres, te ten guwa res. Ne shulaka chi ki tuen te, ti tuen da kar res na, tuen ne ten de kanshis, kanshi zishin, kanshi sayat ten de kanshis. Ten de se na, ne jujin la tenpe ten de tan, dāji lā tēnbē tēnī jīn kuyā yōrō. O nē, jūjīn lā, mā tāpā yīn nā, jūjīn lā tēnbē tēnī yīm chakirē, nē, tāpā tā sūk ngā lō, dāji lā tēnbē tēnī rō. Jūjīn lā tēnbē tēnī yīn nā, dāji lā tēnbē tēnī yīm chak, mā sōng rē tēr, mā sōng. Nē, jūjīn lā tēnbē tēnī tā mā tāpā rō tā, dāji lā tēnbē tēnī tā, tāpā tā mā tāpā sāma lī yō tā rō tā.
So we have two types of dependent origination. When we read through this again, it says, he speaks on the basis of seeing. This makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. I bow to you, O conqueror, you who saw dependent origination and taught it. So here, this is speaking of Buddha Shakyamuni and his direct perception of this dependent origination. And when we speak of dependent origination, there are two types of dependent origination. First, dependent origination of causes and conditions, and then dependent origination of establishment. So these are the two types of dependent origination which were taught by Lord Shakyamuni Buddha. And when we look at these two different points, the dependent origination of causes and conditions is necessarily an impermanent phenomenon. So causes and conditions are only applied to phenomena that is impermanent, momentary. Permanent phenomenon falls under the category of dependent origination of establishment. And there's other words to use, but we're going to use establishment. Dependent origination of establishment it applies to the permanent phenomena. Okay, Diksung Rinpoche.
Tende gaji, Tembala na meba jajins, tembala na meba jajins, tetra jabi jawatenjin deban jungwa te, tera jabi jawatenjin deban jungwa, zishin toba tela ndus, wate chujio to te imbare. Tetra jabi jawatenjin deban jungwa, rangi chitawajin to zibu gune jenla sumba te, ane wate shajamanu boda laba yomares, zin yuzun shajamanu boda te, tembala na meba jajins, tetra jabi jawatenjin deban jungwa, rangi chitawajin to ngosu zibu gune jenla sumba te, ane wate shajamanu boda laba yomares, zin yuzun shajamanu boda te, tembala na meba jajins, tetra jabi jawatenjin deban jungwa, rangi chitawajin to ngosu zibu gune jenla sumba te, ane wate shajamanu boda laba yomares, zin yuzun shajamanu boda te, tembala na meba jajins, tetra jabi jawatenjin deban jungwa, rangi chitawajin to ngosu zibu gune jenla sumba te,
So this first stanza is what the commentary is going to comment on at this point. And this first stanza again reads, he who speaks on the basis of seeing, again this is referring to Buddha Shakyamuni, this makes him a knower and a teacher unexcelled. I bow to you, O conqueror, you who saw dependent origination and taught it. So this is speaking again directly to Buddha Shakyamuni, who is here conqueror, is referring to him. And this is a prostration to Buddha Shakyamuni because of his excellent quality of having a direct valid cognition of dependent origination. And because of this, this makes him the highest knower there is, because the highest subject to know is dependent origination. And he is the highest teacher because no other teacher gives this explanation of dependent origination. So there is no higher teacher and there is no higher knower, because there's no subject higher to know and there's no subject higher to teach. So this is the point that's made here. And then it says, because of this, I prostrate to you, Shakyamuni, you who saw dependent origination and taught it. Okay, Diksung Rinpoche. So this expression of worship is being made to these excellent qualities that Buddha Shakyamuni, who is a conqueror, possesses. So Rinpoche said this commentary is very good because it's quite long. Rinpoche is reading through the entire thing, and I'm, you know, and he's picking points, and I'm translating that, because it wouldn't be possible to translate 60 pages in their entirety without a year.
So
So what is the reason for this expression of worship at the beginning of a text? And the reason for it is to generate merit, because when one generates merit, you are accumulating virtue, and by accumulating virtue, virtue leads to happiness. In the beginning of the Abhisamma Alamkara, we find this expression of worship or expression of homage being made to the three vehicles, the hearer, solitary realizer, and the bodhisattva vehicle, where it says, that which through the exalted knower of all, expression of worship to the three knowers. That which through the exalted knower of all leads hearers seeking pacification to peace, which through the exalted knower of paths causes those helping migrating beings to achieve the aims of the world, and through the perfect possession of which the subduers set forth these varieties having all aspects to the mothers of the Buddhas, as well as the host of hearers and bodhisattvas, I pay homage. So we find this expression of worship at the beginning of the Abhisamma Alamkara. Then Rinpoche, the Tambo Shuju, Nipa Jepa Sheba, the Nipa Kabagutsogdu, Ale Nipa Dupi Jitsu.
Nipa Dupi Jitsu. Nipa Dupi Jitsu. Nipa Dupi Jitsu.
Okay.
Nipa Jepa Sheba La, Dupi Jitsu.
Okay.
Jiden guba chenye ba, ti zawa marite, kanji tongyu tadu bas, 가자 가지기 춘나 대바 마르바 통수나 춘나 대바 마르바 통수나 아는 대바도 좀 되네 돈 그래스 타바 좀 많이 메시소나 타바 드르지 줄로 돈 그러와 이거 잠보 드나지 춘나 대바 마르바 시소나 춘나 대바 마르바 통수나 네 춘나 대바 좀 되네 돈 그래스 타바 좀 많이 메시소나 드르지 줄로 돈 된다 그래스 가시 통유 더 두바 天津这边中央松是他都把九千的天津这边中央天津松不得是他说了的电把一第一次路的电把一那天津这边中央去几天比那年多接到工作居民就是天津松不得把一说上那路的电把写到的电把一把一那写到的电把电把打给 天津这边中央，天津这边天地松北郎，天津这边中央郎的，下家们的缺席，天比天比那年多，天比年不天比那年多，接到空都去把门就去把门就个嘞，接到空都去门就罗斯，我这个我这两个都是他妈的呗，我他妈人家亲戚来个多，
二。 So we have then the next categories, which category number two is the more the expanded explanation. So this is number two. And then it says the expanded explanation has two categories. First is the reason for the Nipa Dupi Jutsen Dong, so the reason for praise, and then the second category is the actual praise. So then it says the first category, which is the reason for praise, has two categories. At some point I'll try to print all of this up, but it's a lot of information. I didn't know when I said that I could translate it, it was so long. So the first of the two, which is the reason for this praise, has two categories. The first category is why this teaching on dependent origination is really the essence of all teachings. So this is the first category. And the second category is the actual praise of the actual praise of the dependent origination from the viewpoint of dependent origination, praise from the viewpoint of dependent origination is what it says literally. So then we say the first, which means showing that the teaching on dependent origination is the essence of the teachings. So that's what the first is referring to here. When, as a translator's note, when text read, they don't keep referring. They just say first. And you have to remember what the first thing was at the beginning of the chapter when they did the outline. So that's, I think, why it's so memorized. So end of note. So first is referring to this proof that it's the essence of the teachings, this dependent origination. Whatever degenerations there are in the world, the root of all this these is ignorance. You taught that it is dependent origination, that the seeing of which will undo the ignorance. So how can an intelligent person not comprehend that this path of dependent origination is the essential point of your teaching? So here, this shows the essential point of your teaching. So I use the word essence. You could use the word heart. Rinpoche, when he explained the word that's being translated as essence here, he used the word heart from Heart Sutra. It's the heart of the teaching. So ignorance is referring to grasping at things as being truly established. And the only way to get rid of that ignorance is by understanding that things are not truly established, by understanding dependent origination. Dependent origination becomes that which unestablishes that mistaken view, basically. So the only, if you were to walk into a room and mistake in a dark room a rope for a snake and believe that it's a snake, the only thing that will undo that misapprehension or this mistaken view that believes that it's a snake is the true, non-mistaken view that it is a rope. Once you are able to state that that is a rope, then you no longer grasp at it as being a snake because the mistaken view is no longer there. Likewise, when one grasps at things as being truly established, when one then is able to no longer grasp, I'm sorry, when one sees that things are not truly established because they are dependent, because they dependently originate, then that becomes like the knowledge that the rope is a rope and not a snake. It gets rid of everything that comes with that mistaken view. When one views a rope as a snake, one has fear and so forth, that's gone once you know it's a rope. When one grasps that thing is truly established, various negativities arise, they are gone once one realizes that they are not truly established. So this is, it says, whatever degenerations there are in the world, the root of all these is ignorance. So it's that ignorance of grasping. You taught that it is dependent origination, the seeing of which will undo this ignorance, will get rid of this ignorance. So how can an intelligent person not comprehend that this path of dependent origination is the essential point of your teaching? So how similar this is to the quote we see in Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way that says, perceiving that all faults and all afflictions flow from the idea of the transitory composite, and knowing that its focus is the very self, this self is what the yogi will disprove. So it says perceiving that all faults and all afflictions, etc., and here, whatever degenerations there are in the world. So Rinpoche is saying we can see how similar these two quotes are when we compare their meaning. Digson. So the root of cyclic existence is this grasping at true establishment. Dependent origination becomes that which gets rid of the grasping at true establishment, becomes a correct sign or reason which is able to allow you to abandon the grasping at things as being truly established. If we looked at it in terms of it's a syllogism, but in terms of its subject, the statement, reason, we would say the subject, I, is not truly established because it dependently originates. So it's because of this ease that we state that dependent origination is the king of reasons for emptiness, is really the king of reason. Digsung Rinpoche.
That then the image you said is the Maruba Songa to what there and Kasugre Tat and what the Shacha to Boma to Jenda Shurba Sulmain Jirota. Tesulu don't then by ye.
So then the second part,
So how can an intelligent person not comprehend that this path of dependent origination is the essential point of your teaching? So this teaching on dependent origination is something that is an uncommon teaching. It's something that Buddha only taught. It's something that makes his teaching higher than other teachers. It's how we establish that. And here we see the essential point of your teaching. So we see that that is what differentiates the Buddha's teaching. So that's why it's pointed another reason for it being an essential point of the teaching. And Rinpoche said, below there's more explanation, meaning in this commentary there's more. The toga, the jikten, gupa sotsi su chepa ni, the ni, kansa dazin dang chu dazin, the ni.
That's a good toga. Marda, that's a good marda.
Jikten, gupa sotsi su chepa ni.
Tuba ngwenje tombola ni de doa. Tende sheba tembi jibu tembas. Sende shiva jima tenpa tila chi je yuwa, si je. Zi je tu shuwa sana, kanshi jitin guba jenye pa ti zawa mari, kanshi tunu tudu pa ten jitin pa juwa su, chi je, chi je. Nyingba te, tu su lu na tenpa yi, ten jitin pa juwa yu lang, chu je tenpi nenye tu, jita kundu chu min juru, chi je nyingba turuwa, chi je nyil chi je yuwa, otere.
Ale, si chi je pa, ale. It true so. Okay, Tuchin. So, all right. So, going back, so there are eight, when we look at these two stanzas, it makes for eight sentences. And eight sentences that show the degenerations of the world. So we find the degenerations of the world and how they are conquered, and we find that there are eight sentences there. And when we look to what the root of cyclic existence and suffering is, so when we look at degeneration, whatever troubles there are in the world, we could also say degenerations, negativities, such as the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death, all of these arise from the grasping at things as being truly established. And when we look at this commentary, it says there are two things. There's grasping at phenomena as being truly established, and grasping at the persons as being truly established. So phenomena and persons as being truly established. And by having these graspings, we then create cyclic existence. So the root of cyclic existence is that. So this is why we then can go back and state that the teaching on dependent origination is really the essence of the Buddha's teachings, because it is how one gets rid of cyclic existence. When we look at these two graspings, grasping at phenomena as being truly established, and grasping at a person, or the kansak as a being, or the being as being truly established. Just like the rope analogy, where we come into a dim room and see a rope and think it's a snake, the only thing that can get rid of that mistaken view is the understanding that it's a rope. Likewise, this ignorance, which is the root of cyclic existence, can only be undone by the wisdom which recognizes that phenomena are not truly established and persons are not truly established. So that's essentially what it says. And who was able to see this? Buddha alone was the only one who was able to present this and present a way to undo cyclic existence. So this profound teaching was a teaching given by one who directly perceived the subject matter. So it's establishing that this is why it's the essential teaching. It's the essence of the Buddha's teaching. It says Maripa, and it's what gets rid of. It is the king of dependent origination. Is like the king that gets rid of one's ignorance, or that subdues. It's like the king that subdues one's ignorance. Dependent origination is said to be the king of reasoning. And Digsum.
Oh yeah, Umanjuval, this is Tendi Ribandi in the Tang and Tawata Chubashis. Tendi Tensi Telatene, Tang and Tawata Katuris. This is Tendi Ribandi in the Tang and Tawata Chubashis. What the Sungal Hedu Dwata and Matati Sindhi Udwa Sindhi. Jitin Guba, Jesu Tsiji Ninsun de Tunda Dres, Tan Tunda. Jitin Na, Chi Dunga, Gai Dunga, Nai Dunga, Chi Dunga, Suchi Juchaji, Guba Jinye Yuba, Watasuk Jukaris, Ju Saw Karis, Nati Saw Tatubas, Ne Chiga Nashi Dunga, Su Ku Dunga, Zuke, Saw Tatubate, Ne Kanzatan, kāsā dēpā dhūpa zhīmī dēnzhī tāng, chū dēpā dhūpa zhīmī dēnzhī nī dhīrēs, yō lā chū jīng nā tūma mārī bā dhūpa wā dhī sōng dhī rō dhī ā. Tsa wā tā dhūpa kāsā tāng, kāsā dēpā dhūpa zhīmī dēnzhī tāng, chū tāng, chū dēpā dhūpa dēnzhī tāng, kāsā māyī bī chū, kāsā dēpā dhūpa zhīmī dēnzhī mārī bā zhā dhīs, Mariba tu wate kui tawa te kaza ka danzi tu chunji danzi ni li xa u res. Xa te tende ji chunji samu kanji, tende ji chunji samu kanji, tende yinbi yuzen ji chunna deba maruba samu kanji, ngonsung tu tunga te. Wate ngonsung tungsu na, ne ngonsung tu tunga te, tobe, ngonsung toba yinso zang, ngonsung tu tobe, Mariba, Duban juyu naas, chuna deba marubba ngonsung tungsu na, chuna deba rubba denzi duun gres. Taba dhruma ime shesun dresi lu duu wote, rabu duu wote. Duban juyu na, mariba da pung yu tazu, kanzaka danzi, chuji danzi, mariba da pung yu tazu, jawa shacha mene buda yi, tenji deba juwa sungba wos. Wote bata remudwe, ya.
So Buddha Shakyamuni is the one who was able to present, because of his direct perception of dependent origination, this opponent to the root of cyclic existence. When we look at the troubles of the world, we look at the negativities, the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death, all of these come about by the mistaken view that grasps that thing as being truly established. The grasping at phenomena as being truly established, and grasping at the person as being truly established. But once one has a direct perception of this profound view of dependent origination, the dependent origination of the doctrine, I see. But once one has a direct perception of the doctrine of dependent origination, then one is able to get rid of the ignorance that drives cyclic existence. So one is able to abandon the ignorance that drives cyclic existence by doing so. So it's very similar, again, to that quote from Chandrakirtis where it says, all the troubles of the world arise from this mistaken view. All faults and all afflictions flow from the idea of the transitory composite, which is this grasping at things as being truly established. The only thing that gets rid of that is the understanding that things are not truly established, just like the analogy again of the rope and the snake, understanding that it's a rope is the only thing that gets rid of the idea that it's a snake. And then Rinpoche said, then we have some quotes coming up from Chandrakirti and so forth. So we'll take a short break.
That then Madashi Maribal, she Maribala didn't go by Jenny Batiso Mariba Maritis. Tachinon Maribala Lendilla Mum Maribata, Teconanilla Mum Mariba Niores. She Maribane Maribala Lendilla Mum Maribata, Teconanilla Mum Mariba. Ni soon be in the Shema Shema Ilas. Didn't go by Jenny Batiso Marisade. Tokonani Mumariba de Jaguris, Lendela Mumariba Jamaris,
okay.
Lendela Mumariba Sena Ningasu, Le Junior Santan touches on us Shigamudo, Meshiba Jinduote, Lendela Mumashiba Maribas, Tokonani La Mumariba de Kanzata Chu, Debatuvan with Denzit Marbe, Denzibat, Denzit Jaguris, Tana Dinjit Tizo, Jinu Gubajim Tizo, Marisate. Lendal mobi mariba da, Tekunani la mumariba ni le, Tekunani la mobi mariba de jagures, Shemason sos. Lendal lende la mo mari ba ta kona ni la mo mari ba ni son bi de ne shema yi las ta kona ni la mo mari ba de ku zo ja gures ta kona ni la mo mari ba da la chawa da ra ba ni gures ta la ha cha ra ni le de chawa yi nos chawa yi nos chawa yi nos cha ra ni ga de ja us na kaza ge dan de chu ji dan ji du zul cha ra ni ga de ja us na ju se la de ne ne chu na de ba zu ban zu de zin da ju se la ma de ba ne nga nga shu shu ge de ba zu de zin ni yo re ju se la de de ba zu ban zu de zin de de zin ku ta la re ta ra ba de re ne ju se la ma de ba nga shu ge ne ze ba de le de zin le ji ta cha wa de re クイズ座でちょうどじゃあ、これ。おみ、もっとずろ、君だって、まあ、いそうよ。クイズ座で、返事じゃあ、これ、返事。ね、受信のまとめば、が、主食で、バジョバジョ。で、で、クイズ座でじゃあ、これ、まと。受信のてんね、で、バジョバジョ、で、で。たぶん、受信のてんね、で、バジョバジョ、で、で。あ、ね、おまらじゅうばたん、せざんばたん。しらもん、どどばじゅう、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ、よ ane wate chusen la ten deba dhubba tenze kuinta te yodirwa chusen la matoeba nga shuyu gunen zebi deba tenze de ane kuyu zawa dhubba teres dene shema yin laas tala tara yin le ane chawa yin oos chun deba dhubba tenze la tara kuinta te lhenji yin yuebe lhenji dhila jaw gures chawa yin oo Mashiba Kaji, Shanaki, Mobula, Chabi, Sanala, Danzi, and Durban, and Chi Trudis, and the Mashiba Kaji get in the Logan Dosita, and Shanak, Mobula, Chabi, Sanayuro, Sana, and then Gazu Jujala, maybe Sanayuro, Sana de la Danzi, Durkan Dos, Sana Danzi, Second Dosita. Dajin Durban Chi Trude, what the Nurture, Dema Maris Mundata. Chi Trude Tella Danzin to Teba Chichun, Chenji, Junkil, College of Majibes, Shana Mobile Chapel, Sanate, Kazaka Danzin, Chuji Danzin, and Teba Chichun, Pacha College of Moyo Maris, College of Majibes, Majibes. Tension the bad Johnson at the la Tension the bad Johnson la Then the tomorrow at the tomorrow my mini could you or is And then the tomorrow at the tomorrow my mini lay Chashil at the Trubane Tomoy Chashil at the Trubane Chashil at the Trubane Tomoy Chashil at the Trubane Tomo you tend to be. You should be a number of new.
Tomo you then.
True.
Lunging, are you ready?
Nga bat.
Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. Nga bat. N
I just wanted to, I told Rinpoche I'm going to forget, there's so much material he just covered. So when we look at ignorance, so in the text it says, what is this ignorance that we're speaking of? So we're saying it says, we're saying ignorance, so what is this ignorance? So when we look at ignorance, there are two types of ignorance. There's ignorance of action causes and effects, or karma and its results. And then there is ignorance about the nature of reality. So when we look at what we're speaking of, when we say the root of cyclic existence, we're specifically speaking of the mistaken view of the nature of reality. So ignorance related to the nature of reality. So we're not saying that it's karma and its results, because karma and its results is something that we can't, through reasoning, establish, really. These are topics that we can't understand until we actually have a realization of them, whereas the dependent origination can be understood by analysis and so forth, and this ignorance can be gotten rid of. So this is the ignorance which is really the root of cyclic existence, when we're speaking of that. So we have these two types of ignorance, and then the ignorance of the nature of reality is the ignorance which is the root of cyclic existence. This is what is established here, and what the Buddha had the direct perception of was the nature of reality. So this is the root of all these is ignorance. You taught that that it is dependent origination, the seeing of which will undo this ignorance. So it's the ignorance of the nature of reality. So the ignorance of the nature of reality can be undone by dependent origination. So that's the point that's made here. And then it goes on to say, when we speak of Dendo, dependent origination, there is common dependent origination and uncommon dependent origination. So there are two types. Okay, Dixon, the Tomo, Dan Tomo Mayimbi Ni.
That thing is the Banjo, she attended the Tomo, the Tomo Mayimbi Ni, or is Ranga Chajila ten the Truba, Ranga Chajila ten the Truba there. Ranga chashila tena droba de ane tumu itende desu, tumu itende barba. Ranga chashila tena droba se ane ngasu wate ngasu laba ta kaamba ta suju pomo nga yu marba. Ngasu pomo nga la tena droba raba. Chashila tena droba se.
Pomo nga dang.
Ngasu pomo nga la tena ngasu chukudu wate. Chashila tena droba se. Chashila dun rubas, and Chukangalo, Chashila dun ruba, rubarwad, and Jutrosikangal Chashila dun rubare, and Pomungala dun ruba in the Chashila dun ruba. Then I Chukangal and Rabin Rabajarwa, Chashila dun Tumui tended in Chashila, Chashila dun ruba and Tumu tended is Tam Meda to be Toba. Toba Tanji, Jab Dun Trubane, Tumumayim Tendig Dunris, Tumumayim Tendu, Ming Tazan, Tobi Tazanto, Tazan Jabate, 네 다정도 주바데 뛰는 주바데 투모 많이 밑엔데지 덴데지 덴데 늘라 주디 저주시나 몽오스 시라마 두두바 산자바 오마바 주타가 저주시나 드는 나루로 몸시야 요레스다.
So when we look at the tenet systems, there are four different tenets. There's the Great Exposition School, the Sutra School, the Mind-Only School, and the Middle Way, and sub-schools within these schools. And they have all of them have their assertions about selflessness and about things in general and about dependent origination. So each of them, these schools, have their own version of dependent origination and what the meaning of that is. So here it says that there are these common dependent originations and then these uncommon dependent originations. And then the common ones are referring to, Rinpoche said, like the five aggregates and any established basis normal phenomena. The common dependent origination is the nominal designation, dependent origination by way of imputation, or the nominal designation, which is exclusive to certain schools and not others. So this is something that would be considered a not common. Rinpoche, the Sensampi Dawa, the Shilola, the Chu Yomare, Chu Kanga, the Sem. Then the Tumo Mayimba, Denja. Sensapi Dawa, the Dham.
Sensapo Kisha Yima, Chashila to be tended, or Chashila to be tended.
Sopola go, Konga may be
Chashila to be tended, the Shira Ma, Dudaba, Sensapo, Oma Bajiga Kilero, Chashila to be tended, Chashila to be tended, the Tutama Jiga Kilero. The two moon tended is
less so.
Ta meo me down toba tanji, jabbit ended, tumo my intended to end
is
what the tended tumo my need to end up what the jaw is.
So these are, I have it correct. So these are the two types of dependent origination, the uncommon, which is this imputation, dependent origination, which is an imputation, a nominal designation, and then the dependent origination, which all four schools establish, which is, Rinpoche said, phenomena and aggregates and so forth. So I'll look further into that, but I think it makes sense that these two types of dependent origination, those that are established by all schools, and then those that are not, that are exclusive. I was trying to understand it better and ask if then the view of the mind-only school, that there's no external phenomenon, is this considered an uncommon? But I think I just said it in a confusing way, so we'll look further into it.
ne kanshi thong yu tadu ba sa de le de mar ba kanshi thong yu tadu ba sa de tende yin ju sen ji de ma mar ba thong su na an den de cha du ne gre cha ba du ne gre an ne nyu mu ga du ne gre ti de bo ko wa du ne gre kanshi thong yu tadu ba tende thong yu cha su do ba ju de ne su su du su na ngo mu lu ru ji sa she ro le ngo mu lu ru ji sa she ro le Maringa Banjoa de Shibit and Yungumbi sauce. Children departments of Denzi, Mariba Gabanjoa de and Shibit and Yungumbi, Children Devamanduva Shibi, Tony to be Sheraji, Tagona Yungumbi Taji, Mariba Nganu Ares, Shibit and Yungumba Wo, She Dance, Omanjubi, Vadan the Water, Omanjubaya, Tishitanjo Ribandi, Tangan Tawata da Juba She is. Tishitan lūdhū tā tēnbī kēpā yī, tēnjī tēpā jōngā tūbī lāng tēnjī, ngōmbu chūjī, shācā māndu bōtā chūjī, tēnbī nē tāng, hīnbō, tātū nī tō, chū chātā tō, kōntu chūpa māngyū tē, jōgā rēs, tēnbī jēnbō kōntu chūpa njō rōs, tēnbī jēnbō kōntu chūpa njō rō, tēnjā, kūtdawā shēnā, kachi shilhawa shila di che to meshe she mai ga ju ne du du la sheba phomba jin de tanda jin la ya jawa shawo jin la ya jawa shawo tumo da tumo mai bitende tu bi la de tebe nyebo nyebo yin te shetin les gomulu du tenjin te ba ju jong tenjin te ba jong de jawa yi song ki zue ji che ba sam te she son ba she son bi she ros wa te ba tu lo le gu wa ta te ne te z mo mu du wa
okay de nge de la go de long ni
som
long som So when we look at these different types of dependent origination, we can see that by meditation upon dependent origination, we're able to get rid of attachment, able to get rid of hatred, able to get rid of ignorance. By doing so, we can get rid of the root of cyclic existence, which is the grasping at true establishment. So it's this ignorance which we find to be the root of cyclic existence. And where do we find these points made? And we find them in a couple of texts. We find it in Nagarjuna's root wisdom text, the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, and we find it in Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, the Madhyamika Avatara. So in the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, Nagarjuna states, the cessation of ignorance occurs through exercising wisdom in meditating on this. This here in parentheses is referring to dependent origination. So dependent origination is really the king of meditations in terms of getting rid of ignorance. And then in Chandrakirti's Madhyamika Avatara, we find a quote that says, and so things are produced dependently. The theories just mentioned cannot be believed. The argument that all arises in dependence cuts in pieces all mistaken views. So here we see how dependent origination is able to cut, it says, in pieces all mistaken views and get rid of all those negativities. So once we get rid of the mistaken views, then that which comes up from them is also destroyed. So that's what is meant by that. So we have a quote from the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, and then we have a quote from the Madhyamika Avatara, both showing how ignorance is cut by this meditation upon dependent origination. And we see that there are these common and uncommon dependent originations, but we do find the presentation of dependent origination given in all four schools, the Great Exposition School, the Sutra School, the Mind-Only School, and the Madhyamaka School, or Middle Way School. It says that some have mistakenly said that grasping at the I or grasping at true establishment is miserliness. But there, it says in this text, in the midst of it all, it says some will say that this grasping is actually miserliness. But there's no texts. It says sena. But there's no texts that will support this, and that the grasping at the I as being truly established is what specifically is being referred to, and it is not the same as miserliness. This thought of oneself all the time is different than the grasping that's being presented here. So it's just a point that's made that miserliness is not the same as this grasping at self. So the exact word is grasping at self. Grasping at self and miserliness are not one and the same. There's some people would say this, but there's nothing there to support this. This isn't valid. So it doesn't fall categorically under any of these types, that anything that can be found. And then we find another quote from Nagarjuna from the letter to a friend, and it says something like, I didn't see this before, that dependent origination, this king, dependent origination, is this Sungi Zu Rinpoche, the She Ching Lung, Danjing Jiawa Zhong De Jiawa Yi, Jiaobo, Jiawa, King.
Tenji de Banjong de Jiawa Yi is
Sungi
Zuji, Jiba Samute is
Dondagare.
Tenji de Banjong Sungi Chajaman de Buddha is Sungate. Sungin Juji, Jeba Samotes, Hajaman Budagi, Sungin Juji, Jeba Samores, Jeba. And then Hindamores, Jeba Samote, Shesum Visherosa.
Then Jawa Donagare, Jawa
Shajaman Buddha,
Ale,
Yomo, but the Shidil Jawa.
Ale, Jawa, Jundi, Jawa, the Shachatupa,
Shajaman Buddha, Tendi Sungura, Tendi,
Tendi Song,
Tendi Sungate, Shajaman Buddha, Tendi Sungba, Jawai, and then Shajaman Buddha, Kanju, non Mobug, non Sungi, Hibundam, Hindamatris,
okay,
Juji, Jeba Samute, Shesum Visheros.
So in the letter to a friend, it says something along the lines of that the king is referring to Lord Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching on dependent origination is the most profound. And again, it's meaning that it's the essence of, or the pith of what the Buddha Shakyamuni taught. So you find that in letter Nagarjuna's letter to a friend, where it's saying it's the essence. It's the, here it says, Samo, most profound. It is that is the most profound. So the king, that dependent origination, the Lord taught, is the most profound. Dixon Rimche.
This way. Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. Neba. That's it. Nipa dhubi guna jusen dhan dhubi guna so tambu la tende tembi guna nipa tenba tambu che tende ju guna jiba shiba tumarbe jiba shiba nipa che ta nipa tende ju guna jiba shiba tinsa marbe
jiba shiba de nipa, ok, jiba shiba, ok
nipa dhubi tinsa
nipa kangin sene
Tendi jukun jiba shiba teta la nangun chu la, teta la nangun chu la.
Rinpoche, chi shena nipa, dendel gi gune dopar ngapa o. Gangi sena di ni, dendel sheba, denbi nimpo denba, dendel gi gune dopar ngapa o. Chi shena nipa de, dendel gi gune.
Tendi shiba, denbi nimpo denba, tendi jukun tuba.
Okay. Now it says number two. So number two is referring to when we go back to those categories. Well, first we said that this teaching on dependent origination is really the essence of the teachings, and then the second category, which is the praise. That's a gateway of praise. The praise of this actual, the praise of the dependent origination. So it's just, so that's number two, is the praise of dependent origination. There's some other flowery, but it's really the, in terms of dependent origination, praise in terms of dependent origination. So that's where we are, number two.
Kaji shilha shila ti, ti cheto, meshishi, maiga juna. dōdōng lā shibā pāmbā jīn tēs, pāmbā jīn tēs, wā tē kārsi wā tē tēndā jī wū tō tā, kā jī sā.
Kā jī, kā bī hē?
Shī lā wā shī lā, shī lā wā shī lā, tē jī chē mē shē shē mā yī gā jū nā, dōdōng lā shibā pāmbā jīn tō, chē tā kōng tō chū mīn jū rā sā yā tē kī tēndā lō, tēndā jī gō gō rē sā tā, kā shī gī, Shia li labi yinpa la ngay ma shi si lo na Andu ku shiba kukura wasi, shiba kukura wasi Mayi gasi na Chujin tsumu nyemi semi zasi Muku jabu shi da resi Ku nyemi ku khala sakuyo ma lo na Semi sawa tu kukumaribe Chujin tsumu, chujin Ma chujin sika jabu shi da resi Ku nyemi ku se sakuyo ma resi na Semi se sawa tu kukura wasi Mayi ga Chita kundu chumin ju su wate
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི
Kaji shi lawa shi la ma shi si la na anu kui shi ba kukura e si ega zanbo tena jeda kundu chu min ju sayate ge ne kundu chu ba kukura e si wo tuzi shi gu du da kaji shi lawa shi la
kaji shi la shi la
chi chi ma shi shi ma yi ga ju na si shi ba la ma shi ngay shi ga ma si la na अनि माइगा गले माइगा जोगो आरेस
माइगा
माइगा तो मेगास निशे आयोरो माइगा सना गबा गाज रंग गाजा काशो तो छुजु डोबा पे बदे माइगा के सेनी मारबे गबा गाज रंग गाजा काशो छुजु डोबा में पे मेगा के सेनी दुरा तो सुन यो तो दुरा तो सुन गबा तो गाडू के छबस गबा तो डोबा का तो सेनी तागुरे माइगा सना अनि ngay sheba la ma shesi la na sheba kukura waas. Tena jeda kundu chumin juru zayatege, kundu chuba tu kukura, ten rabu rees.
I'm having trouble with these two lines here. It's not a lot, it might just pass. Sopo la. Then sha japa de tsimu. The Jawa Gare.
Mai Gasa, Mai Gasa, Chujin Suma Nimu Sema, Kuma Java Shirare, Nimu Kosesa Amalona, Sema Sesa Kogura was. Then I jet up Kundu Chuman Jose, Kundu Chuba Kogura is.
Shela Shide. Getting rid of the awareness of ignorance. I believe it's getting rid of the awareness of ignorance requires knowing that there is something unknown. I believe that's what it is. Requires knowing that there is something to that is unknown. So getting rid of it requires knowing there's something. Just like if there is someone who is very large and fat but doesn't eat during the day, you would assume they are eating at night. That's why I'm having trouble what those two connect with. Well, we're going to go over it again, I'm sure, so I'll look up some of these things that are stumbling me so we can just move forward. Okay, Diksung Rinpoche. The Jemang e Selpo Zu.
Oh, yeah, Tanyipa. Tendi jikun tuba ngapas. Tendi jikun tuba te, tuba yashu res, ngapas o te, nipa tre timbare. Nipa tendi jikun ngapas. Ane, tendi jikun tuba ngapas. Tata la nang guen chu las. Tata la nang guen chu la. Tata la nas. Tata la nang guen chu la. Shaja mandu chu las. Tata la nang guen chu la. Tata la nang guen chu la. Ngaba chukar ho. tada la nangun chu la, tada la nangun chu la, tebi gune sushi ki, tene juwa sumba le, ngosa jiba chishi nyes. Tata bi wate, tende sumba, tenbi jimba yimba te, su sadyu tata, tende sumba, tenbi jimba yimba tata la na, shajamana buddha, ngobu chu la, tebi gune sushi ki, tebi gune sushi ki,
So here, this falls, it says now category number two. So it's that second category again that deals with the praise, the actual praise of dependence, so of dependent origination. So it says, this being so, who will find, O Savior, a more wonderful way to praise you than to praise you for having taught this origination through dependence? So here, the point that's being made here is that this teaching that it says, you, is O Savior, is referring to Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching on dependent origination is the highest teaching that there is. So it deserves the highest, most wonderful praise. It's deserving of the most praise because it's the it's of the utmost importance. I don't want to say the most important, but it's very important. So it is deserving of this praise. So this is that second category, the praise of dependent origination. Right after the reason. I think it was the first was reason, and then the second was the actual praise. No, it's that the one, it's the essence and then the actual praise. Sorry about that.
Tata la nangun chu la sindi ro sindi. Ngomba shaja mandu boda chi la tende sumbi gune tu ribi jusen kundu juba te ta laba te. Ngomba shaja mandu boda chu la tenji neban juba sumbi gune tu ribi jusen na kundu tamal tenbi jimbo la su mambu sung sa suwa kundu jeba teta labi laba te yina as ngobu chu la as shajamana ngobu chu la tebi gune tebi kurde tebi nesam ta ne keba sushi ki tenen juwa sungba le jendu ngosa chewa choba chishi nye te nyeba menu sos ngosa chewa chishi nye sa wadi sinri shayde kumudwe maayi ka tagi la chuji sumu nyima sema sa sa tanda wadi pe nita dhapa re sumudwe re ta ngombo shacha manu buda chwe la ten jen reban chun sun yu kune tue ribi ju sen kundu sheba tenbi jenpo la soba kundu sheba tata laba te Inas, Mabuchula, Tebu Kutis, Shajaman Budala, Tokin Mobu, Tobopuka Mobu Artis, Tebu Kutte, Tebu Nesan, Tane, Keba Sushiki, Tene Yuan Sumbale, Gentu Mota Chua, Chubachishin Yet Nyamaris, Shajaman Budala, Toba Noni, I should attend this one Bugun Toba Teres, Tele Jambi.
Yeah, the Kanga Dunda, Kangisanang, Injike Yomari, and then Sikh Mambudu
then nge the tanda kanga zugu gudu and the zuguna the chutsuchiku yine the kale kale gomba jela danje asungbi gone dori ripi
gombo chela sung gombo
okay the donagare the kale kale
shajamun budam langombo lagrong gombo jidan gombo gombo chap
rarity of the world
gombo chela to be good shajamun budal tokhe mombo yoro choba jokhe mombo yoro yore de tebi nesan ta ne keba suji ge ne tebi nesan tebi tap keba suji ge suji ge tenen jong son balé tende son bugun te balé jien bi te bal hab jien yo mares tende son bugun te bal te bal ya jures tende son bugun te bal le jien bi te bal jien da yo mares son balé jien dong sa chwa Chuba, ne, chishinye de, nyeba menu soos, shajaman budala, teba mabu yuwaade, tende sumugun teba di yashwiri, teli jenbi teba, teli laba, teba yuwaarees, teli jenbi teba nyega maarees, onsa chuba, chishinye de, nyeba menu soos, onsa chuba chishinye sadu, di sindri redu wade, aa,
So here, you don't have it in English, but here it goes to talk about Buddha Shakyamuni and these a rarity of the world, he's called. And the rarity of the world, and there are many, Buddha Shakyamuni is the rarity of the world, and there are many things that the Buddha has to offer. There are many explanations that have been given, but there is no higher explanation than dependent origination. There are many things that one can make offerings to, many qualities that the Buddha possesses, but his teaching on dependent origination is the highest object of veneration, the highest object to which we make offerings because of its... qualities, because of its qualities. So there is no higher teacher, there is no higher subject, and this is why it is Buddha is called the rarity of the world, and this teaching on dependent origination is the highest and is able to do the most, be of the most benefit, and most destruction to ignorance, most destructive to ignorance. So, okay. It's not deep.
They are tended to be good at Tobanes. Töba jenda samali çeba tufa bariz. Töba yaşudiriz. Teli ilhabi töba yomariz. Teyan, tende son bir günü töba ne? Töba jenli çeba tufa bir tüyendiz. Şacaman töba, şacaman budal töba mı bu yoruva? Töba jenda kalı, töba nonu yaşudir. Tende son bir günü töba riz. Töba jenda li çeba tufa bariz. Tende gönü son bugün töba de, töba jendali çeba de pabi döneriz. Tela gönü, pabi zaşi çücü doz, pabi lulu ki zavaşer oki çücü doz diyor o. Kanki tenşin ceba nyon, gaba meba ce meba, çeba meba ta meba, oğan meba, dur meba, tadi tümü tünce mi, çöba nişi deba, zubi sonci manacı, tamba tela şahsı olos, zavaşer oku kutu çücü derede. Kangi tenjin zheba yun, gaba meba, chi meba, cheba meba, ta meba, wang meba, zhu meba, tadi tenmi tenji mi, zheba nyi shi tenba, zubi sanji panna chi, tamba tela sha tse loos, tsawa shiro chujo yun tere, tosi jangru tsu nanglu yoro, jangru.
So, this teaching of dependent origination, is the highest teaching that has ever been given. And there is no higher teaching, there is no higher teaching. teaching and there's no higher teacher. Because this presentation of dependent origination is unsurpassed. And then Rinpoche quoted the expression of homage from the Mulya Madhyamika Karika. And if I have a second here, I'm going to be able to grab it. Shatselo. Okay, so it says in the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, I prostrate to the perfect Buddha.
Shiva. Kangi tenchen treba nyung, gaba meba, che meba, cheba meba, ta meba, uwa meba, dru meba, tadi tume tenchi mis.
That's it.
Treba nyi shete orde jire do je.
Jire.
Tuanda jiyo je. Tawashi ro je, del tende kasu jiyo lo je. Kangi tenchen treba nyung, gaba meba, che meba, cheba meba, ta meba, uwa meba, dru meba, tadi tume tenchi jire do je.
That's it.
J. J. Nemba Maruva Sumba Resitate. Sumbi Gune.
Sorry, Sherry.
Shajaman Budal Tumbares. Hangitaji Devan Jung. Gaba Meba Chimeba.
Lesser.
Cheba Meba Tameba. Wameba Drumeba. Tadi Tami Tajimi. J.
J.
Tending as J. Sumbi Gune. Shajaman Budal Tumbares.
Lesser.
Nangajunagi.
Sorry, Sherry.
Yeah.
So in the root wisdom text, the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, we find this expression of homage that also then shows the eight attributes of dependent origination. So it says, I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the best of all teachers, who taught that which is dependent origination is without ceasing, without arising, without annihilation, without permanence, without coming, without going, without distinction, without entity, and peaceful, free from fabrication. So these are the eight attributes, they're called, of dependent origination, and they are the ceasing, without ceasing, without rising, without annihilation, without permanence, that's four, without coming, without going, six, without distinction, without entity. So these are the eight. Deeksum Rinpoche.
Oh, yeah, what did... Kangi tenji treba nyungsa, tsaa shiro chujeku shung. Cheba jiwi jisen karasi na, suno nami tete dungen tanshi, suno temi mingi samba nanshin ru, wati sukunga jiba shakuru ta.
So this is the expression of worship at the beginning of the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, which is Nagarjuna's root wisdom text. And why is this here? For the same reason that we presented before, in order to abandon all obscurations, in order to accumulate merit, and accumulate virtue. The reason for this, that's the intention, the reason for this expression of worship at the beginning. And also it shows the content of the treatise. And we find this type of expression of worship in the refuge prayers as well, where we find these accumulations of merit. Rinpoche, the Chutsu Guyur, the Karma Guyur.
Oh, yeah. That didn't know what the... Reba Dojub in Jebal is Reba Dojub, Resu Togun and Reba Dojuba, Reba Dojub in Jebat, Deba in Jeroa, Kanga Chet and Jiba, Chuni in the Punjuba, Tuantela Dasha says, what the Reba Dojuba led the Sundos, Shesu J, Tumbala, Tendi Sumbugune, Tuba Yinos, what about to touch the Badijanamara?
So that we're going to end there. It's just Rinpoche just read the text. It'd be great if this text was in English. It'd be very beneficial. We have a lot of texts on praise of dependent origination, but none with texts like this. It's all, and this is very beautifully written. So we're just going to table it. There's a quote from the Ripa Dru Chupa, the Donagare Rinpoche.
Ripa Dru Chupa, Ripa Ripa Marbya.
It's a commentary.
Kangi Chetan Jipa, the Tuni Yedon Mojo, Tenjin Dava Jonson, Tuantala Dasha says, what do you read? Doesn't double double
it. So Rinpoche is saying there's a quote, there's texts mentioned here that have the same presentation. So it says in here, it also says it in this text and that text and that text. So I'll have to look it up, but that's what Rinpoche is saying, the point being made is. So we'll table this till next time, and I'm going to take a breath. And thank you all. We'll do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Ozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. Dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuji Rinpoche Guti Shapi Denonam.